Q94, Joe Mountain of Rock, 8 o'clock hour, brought to you by Bear Dodge Jeep Ram Chrysler West Plains. Don't get a bad deal, get a bear deal, because why pay more? And joining me here this morning, head coach Liberty Eagles, Justin Harrell, and coming off a big win last night over Bakersfield. Congratulations, coach, and good morning.
We didn't play very well, but then we did play well in the second half, so that helped.
Yeah, the first half was a little sketchy, but, you know, you and I were talking. It's still, I mean, that was your fourth game, I think, right?
Yep.
And, you know, you've had about 2 weeks of practice time with the whole team, give or take. But it's a process, you know. I mean, getting their legs under them, kind of getting rhythm, and it'll come together.
I hope you're right.
Well, you know, last night's game against Bakersfield, they are scrappy and quick, but the size of Liberty, you know, really, that third quarter was big. I think Liberty outscored Bakersfield in the second half, 44-27, I think is what I had.
Yep. You know, we had 10 points at halftime, and, you know, we tried to make a couple adjustments at halftime, and when we come out, I felt like we were more urgent for sure. And shots started to fall a little bit better. So
Yeah. Just a really good win. And it's championship now, the 8:30 game, and that's where you wanted to be. You've got the number one team in Class 2, Hartville, Brett Reed's Hartville Eagles. And they're going to be a formidable opponent, aren't they?
Yep, they always are, for sure.
Good hard-nosed defense. And, you know, the one thing I noticed about Hartville, you don't see them take bad shots.
They're very disciplined. They know what they know where they want to be. Everyone knows their role. They're just a tough team.
Yeah, and you know you're going to see man-to-man defense.
Yeah, I was hoping maybe he'd change it up tonight and play a little zone, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't know if Coach Reed even knows how to coach zone.
I bet they don't go over it very often.
Yeah, true. But, you know, your Eagles are starting to take shape, and that's nice, really nice to see. You know, I mean, the guards and your post players. Drayton Wells, you know, may have not shown a lot as far as points scored. He did. I think he had 8 points in the game, but defensively, you know, I mean, he had another big solid night.
He did. You know, Drayton has really matured a lot. You know, he's really coming into his own. He's always been a great defensive player. I thought a couple times last night when we did miss a shot, he did get a couple putbacks that really. He was just in the right spot at the right time, which is great, though.
Oh yeah, and Carter Ellett, your freshman, you know how fast everything was moving, but he kind of settled in and he played solid. Got a little foul trouble, but I think that can kind of be expected, right?
Yeah, you know he's just a freshman now, so you got to remember he's young. Mm-hmm. He's probably not seen. The game that fast with those guards from Bakersfield, you know.
Right.
And that was probably a real big shock to him, you know. So I thought you were right. I thought he was very fast. Everything was going 100 miles an hour in the first half. And I thought he hit a three early in the third quarter, and it really kind of slowed him down, and it really helped him out a lot.
Oh, it did. In my eyes, you know, once that shot fell, it was kind of like, you could just see it like, okay, I belong. Yep, I got this.
Right.
You know, and everything went well. I thought Cooper Holden had a really good night, you know, coming off the bench. I didn't see, you know, he played aggressive.
He does. You know, Cooper doesn't shoot the ball a whole lot, but, you know, Cooper really takes care of the ball. He knows where to be defensively. You know, he can really be a glue guy for us that is never going to show up on a stat sheet that often.
Mm-hmm.
He just does all the little things. He rebounds really well for a guard. He's always in the right spot, you know. So and he takes care of the ball late.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And then free throw shooting down the stretch, that put a big smile on my face. I know it had to please you immensely, because that's where games are won, when it's a highly contested game like we had last night.
That's right. You know, in the first half, I think we missed four free throws, and in the second half, we only missed one, I think.
Yeah, right. So, yeah. It was a really good performance, you know, overcoming some adversity, and that shows a lot about character of a team. Now tonight, boy, I tell you, we need to get the nest filled. Okay, we need a whole bunch of Liberty supporters out there, because Hartville travels well, and you know, it's Friday night. The Liberty Eagles are in a championship game. Let's pack that place.
Yep. I'm really hoping for a big crowd. You know, we need the support, especially going against a team like Hartville. Like you said, they travel well. I would really love to see more red than blue.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I remember the days when, oh my goodness, man, Liberty Championship, if the Eagles were in it, we would have to put extra bleachers on the stage up there in the weight area. You know, I mean, I really would love to see that gym packed, because it, the environment that it creates, the noise, how loud, the intensity, and for as a player, I mean, you couldn't ask for anything more than that.
Yeah. I'm hoping it's a great atmosphere for the kids. You know, they deserve it. They've worked hard in the little time that we've practiced, and you know, Hartville's tradition, and there's a lot of excitement in the air. So hopefully we can have a big crowd.
Right on. And I guess, I mean, I didn't notice anything. Everybody's, you know, pretty healthy. I mean, you know, got a good night's rest, hopefully, and ready for tonight.
I hope they're all ready to go. Injury-wise, we're good. So
yeah. That's good stuff. All right, everybody, again, head coach Liberty Eagles, Justin Harrell. Coach, thanks for hanging out with us, and we'll catch up with you next week.
All right, sounds good.
All right, again, that championship game will air on the Fox 96.9 and also be live video streamed. We'll have the third place game as well at 7 p.m., Bakersfield and Neelyville, I believe, is who will be competing in the third place game at 7. That'll be on the Fox 96.9 and live video stream. And then, of course, the championship game, Liberty and Hartville. That's coming your way tonight on our sister station, the Fox 96.9, and live video streamed at OzarkRadioNews.com. Stay with me. Got more rock and roll coming, and a check on the weather.